Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. KMOX is trying to put together something to help out. You can go to KMOX.com and find all the different resources to help out those who have been affected by Friday's tornadoes and storms. And I was just talking to Beth Coughlin. We're trying to put something together for ourselves. So we'll let you know as soon as we have that done. And I'm sure you guys, knowing you for as many years as I have, you'll jump in with both feet and help everyone out. Razor's Edge?
Yes. Okay. What do we want to talk about for Razor's Edge today? I had a couple of different things. One is the like button. I know like neither of you are huge Facebookers or anything, but are you aware of the like button?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I give a thumbs up every once in a while when somebody sends something my way.
Do you remember when Facebook didn't have the like button?
Mm-hmm.
No. But I don't really pay attention.
This was like way back. I mean, probably over 15 years now. I remember when they rolled it out and it was like, oh, now you can let people know whether or not you like their posts.
And it was kind of controversial.
A little bit, yeah. And a lot of people were like, oh, I want a dislike button. That was like a big thing. So they're writing a book about how the like button has kind of changed the way we do everything online. Like something as... It feels benign, right? Like, just like, oh, click like. Let me know if you like it. That didn't exist on the internet prior to that. Mm. Once we implemented that, it kind of started really changing our behaviors and changing the way we... It went from being like more of an online journal type of thing to more of an online seeking approval type of situation. So I think that's really interesting. That's a book I'll probably want to read whenever it does come out.
Mm-hmm.
Let me look at what else. Here. Talk amongst yourselves.
Hey, Wheels.
Hi, Dave.
How are you?
I'm good.
Your arms look big today.
Thank you. Thank you. I just pressed like on something.
Nice.
No, I didn't. I was just saying that.
Okay. Did you guys see the tweet over the weekend with President Trump talking about Taylor Swift?
No. Tell me all about it.
Okay. So he basically, I don't think it was a tweet. I think it was a Truth Social, but he said something like, has anyone noticed that ever since I spoke out about Taylor Swift, she's no longer hot? Like, in quotes, hot. And everyone took this tweet.
The tour's over.
This statement to mean she's not attractive anymore.
Oh, I get it.
And it's been driving me crazy all weekend because you got to think of it in terms of a 78-year-old man or however old Donald Trump is. He's not saying she's not hot like that chick's hot. He's saying it like she's not on fire anymore.
Yeah.
She's not
a hot commodity.
Exactly. So I just kind of wanted to take a moment and clear that up. I guess because I don't know. It just gets under your skin. When you see everyone take a narrative and run with it, and it's like, clearly this is not what it was meant to be. Was it kind of a dumb statement to make and absolutely not a statement I want the president of the United States to be focused on? Yes. I mean, that's true. But like, let's not turn it into he's body shaming her or something, because I don't think that's
calling
what was
for
happening.
Major investigations into Bruce Springsteen, I think Oprah.
Yes.
There are four different Hollywood elites who he's asking for a major investigation into.
Yeah, let me pull up the story here. Beyonce.
Yeah, whether you voted for him or not, I don't. It's not about your beliefs and policies. If there was somebody in your life that was as sensitive as he is, you would hit them. Like, if somebody says a mean thing about me, you know how many blanks I give? Zero. None. Because it doesn't matter. Who cares? It doesn't matter. How can he be the most powerful person in the world and care what Bruce Springsteen thinks?
Well, he's saying that the fact that it's all about the fact that they made paid campaign appearances for Kamala Harris, or so he's claiming. So he's calling for an investigation into Bruce Springsteen, Beyonce, Oprah, and Bono. He said these campaign contributions were corrupt and unlawful. He wants to look into the matter further. And, you know, despite the fact that Harris did receive these high profile endorsements, she did obviously lose the election. But he's basically questioning the payments that were made to these artists.
Do we know that there were any?
That is a good question.
Because normally it's the other way around. It's the rich people giving the candidate money. And these are super rich people. These are not.
His point is that, let's say that Bruce Springsteen gets paid $500,000 to do a show, that if he took $100,000, he thinks that's a $400,000 donation, which should have been documented.
Disclosed, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess so.
But I don't know that he knows any of the facts. I just keep going back to, oh gosh, I can't believe we're still talking about this guy. Just look, he's impressive. He is. He gets things done. And
he's the president of the United States.
But even in addition to that, he's a powerful human being. Yet, to your point, Wheels, how you can be so easily manipulated. Like, if you are nice to him, if you kiss his ass, you're the greatest.
Bill Maher,
Syria.
And by the way, Bill Maher, a guy that he used to get mad at.
And he will again.
Yeah.
Now that he's not sitting across the table from him. But he's just so easily poked, you know, both ways. Like, make him mad, make him happy. I just don't like someone who's that obvious.
It's just weird that you've won.
Yeah.
I mean, like, in life.
You've won it all.
You've won. You're the president of the United States twice.
Married to a supermodel.
I mean, you're rich.
34 felonies and this is the same nothing's going to touch you.
I say about Bezos and Elon and Gates and any of those guys. Like, at what point do you just stop caring?
I would have a long time ago.
And just enjoy your life.
So he's claiming that, we'll focus in on Beyonce for a second. He's claiming that they paid Beyonce $11 million to, she didn't even perform at a campaign event. Because I remember when this happened, people were like, Beyonce's going to perform. And then she didn't. She just spoke a little bit. Beyonce said, I didn't get paid a dime. I actually spent my own money on flights and hotels and stuff to be a part of this. So I really don't know where he's getting this $11 million.
Again, if you've got proof of anything, any laws being broken, let's go. Let's see it. Prosecute. But you got to have evidence and not just tell stories.
Since we're kind of talking about celebrities a little bit, are you guys aware of who Hillary Duff is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lizzie McGuire.
She's not hot anymore.
She's not, no.
What? Oh,
Ever since, I'm just kidding.
Not popular.
She went viral this weekend because she was at her son's football game. Little kids, I think he's about 10. And there was a man taking pictures of the kids playing football. This is all happening at a public park. She went up to him and she said, can you please stop photographing my children and these other children? You're making me extremely uncomfortable. And the man was like, it's not illegal. I'm not doing anything illegal. And she goes, yeah, but you're making us uncomfortable. He goes, I'm not doing anything illegal. I'm practicing photography. You have no right to speak to me this way. And she's like, go practice photography somewhere else. Stop taking pictures of my kids. So I saw this video over the weekend, thought it was very interesting, because on one hand, if you're not doing anything illegal, I guess you can't really get in trouble for doing something like this. On the other hand, if I were with my nieces somewhere and a man who was not with a family or, you know, didn't have kids on the team or anything like that was taking pictures of their sporting event, I would be pretty upset too. And I would probably say something at the same time.
Yeah, there's nothing illegal about shaming a pervert either.
Yeah. And I mean, maybe he's not, maybe he really is just socially inept.
You know how many grown men go to sporting events for children who they're not a part of and take pictures of the kids for photographic reasons? None.
Yeah. But the really interesting thing is I saw this all unfold on X and there were so many people in the replies calling Hillary Duff a Karen for saying anything to him.
Let that happen with your kids and see what you do.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Tweedledee and Tweedledum, the FBI director and sub-director, saying that, taking a really strong stand in an interview, that Epstein 100% committed suicide? They got into that. They're like, we've seen all the documents. He 100% committed suicide. That's it. No one killed him. No murder. Suicide. Next question. So that started a whole big thing.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah.
I don't have a stance on it because I don't know.
Sure.
Right? But I just hate when something like that happens and it's just like, well, you know, the cameras weren't working.
Yeah.
Because that right there, it's the story's gone. It's over. You, no matter what you're going to tell anybody,
yeah,
they're not going to believe you.
No.
Because of this. And that, it just, it's, you know, everybody's like, isn't it convenient? And yeah, it is. It is. And that's why these things blow up. Because when you have a hole, people are going to drive a truck through it. And I'm not blaming anybody. I have no take on that situation whatsoever because I just don't know.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not spreading in misinformation here, but I thought it was also the guards were napping during that time.
Yeah. I mean, again, it's just, that's the
stuff. It looked bad.
It does. And did anybody get fired as a result of this?
Not that I heard.
See, I'll double check that at some point, but like, if somebody who is under protective custody is able to off themselves in that setting, and it's because people were napping, not paying attention, the cameras in that area weren't functioning, whatever, people should be fired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I don't know. I mean, isn't that a dereliction of duty to fall asleep on the job if you're meant to be keeping an eye on someone? Now, because he was in PC, right?
Yes.
Like, he wasn't just in a cell. He was in protective custody because they wanted to make sure he wasn't going to do that?
Yeah.
Or was he being protected from other prisoners?
I think both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, if protective custody should mean protective custody. Like, we're going to make sure we understand what's going on with you.
And I'm sure that there were discussions had that, look, this guy can't end up dead because everyone's going to think it was an inside job and that we murdered him.
You would think there would be extra, extra, extra care to take that.
So they failed to assign him a cellmate the day before his death. They didn't review the wing's inmates the night of the death. They allowed Epstein to have more linens than necessary in his cell and left him unmonitored and locked up alone for hours.
There you go.
There were people fired. The Bureau of Prisons director was fired. So I know at least that part is answered.
Yeah.
People making those kinds of errors, assuming they're errors, should definitely be let go.
Yeah. DGS, KMOX, happy Monday. Wheels got a Stairway to Kevin.
Yeah, I got a few things that we can throw out. I found one interesting, and Rach and I talked a little bit about it off the air for just a second on Friday. We didn't end up getting to it on the air, but I saw this one that is fascinating because we talk about the effects of social media all the time. We talk about the effects of technology all the time. And this one kind of ties all of them together, but there was a study that I read. I didn't read the study. I read a story about the study that our brains are not reacting well to being constantly under surveillance.
Hmm.
And because we know it, right? You know there are cameras everywhere. You know your phone is listening to you. Like, it's all of these different things, and it's actually altering how the brain works, and not in a positive way. It's not making it work better. It's actually causing problems for people. And I wanted to bring it up because I think we're past the point of being able to, quote unquote, do anything about it. Right? I mean, what they found was that the brain is actually operating in different ways, but it's because we're registering all of this all the time. And it's kind of like an extended, constant survival instinct, a fight or flight type thing. Because when we were way, way back, before we had society, being watched was a danger. Thinking something was watching you or tracking you or following you was a danger. And our brain still registers it that way. So we're constantly under that. Again, at least at some level, it's not always at the front of your mind. Sometimes it's more the back of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, it's put us in a threat mode most of the time, which does kind of explain why we see a lot of the weird behaviors that we do. Some of it, and again, we have evolved beyond that to be purely run by that. But that doesn't mean we don't still have that little bit in there. And I wanted to bring it up to you guys to say, just to see if you guys think there's any way to correct that other than maybe, I don't know, maybe just knowing it. Like, if does the knowledge that, all right, I know my brain is reacting to this, does that allow you to counteract that instinct or no?
Yeah, I think it's sort of like in the olden days, we were afraid of tigers. But if somehow you were assured that the tigers are benign,
Or they're behind something.
Yeah,
or whatever,
like, yeah. I don't, maybe I should clock that more than I do, but I don't feel like I do all that much. But then again, the only social media I have is through the show. So I don't go home and get on Twitter. I wouldn't know how.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, look
at
Facebook.
But it's not just social media. It's just the fact, you know, walking down the street,
yeah,
that that store has a camera, that yeah, police car has a camera, that guy has a phone in his hand, that phone is a camera,
yeah,
that your devices are listening to you. Like, mm-hmm, we know that your whatever you search online is being, someone can track it.
Look at the Luigi guy that shot the healthcare CEO, yeah, they had his exact whereabouts within minutes.
Right.
Like when he took off.
Right. And that's kind of thing. And so what this study said is essentially that our brain knows all those things are going on. And I don't know if the frequencies are actually interacting with brain waves or not. I don't know if it went that far. But that we are constantly, we know it even if we're not thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like you know to breathe, but you're mm-hmm not thinking about mm-hmm it. And because, you know, we have instincts that we all can control, though, right? We all have something, whether it's I want that thing, but I'm not going to take it because it's not mine, right? We have all of these instincts for survival that led our species to do well way back in the day. We have all that stuff, but we have the ability to control it. I wonder if you guys feel like this is something, knowing that it's going on and knowing your brain is reacting that way, to try to, I don't know, maybe take a more active countermeasure when you feel like you're doing something that doesn't make sense to you.
Probably. Have you guys seen the old 70s studies where they put kids in a room with candy and just left them alone and the kids ate the candy, and then they would tell them, there's someone watching on a camera, just so you know, and you'd watch them struggle, and then they would say, like, no one's watching except for God. And then they would watch what they would do with that.
Uh-huh.
And it was just fascinating to see the kids struggling to do it or not to do it.
Our brains are obviously fascinating. That's why we always talk about these kind of things, because we're always trying to understand. You can't change everything about your brain, but you can adapt your thought, your conscious mind,
mm-hmm,
to maybe be more aware. And I just wonder if this is partly why you see people that are always edgy and angry and on that, like they snap for no, like out of nowhere, because if they're in a fight or flight mode and they don't know it, or at least some part of their brain is, it can explain why we're such weird,
yeah,
impulsive creatures in 2025.
Getting weirder. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. If you would like to help out either physically or financially with the damage from the storms, you can go to KMOX.com and check out all the different things that you can do. We're working on a special project that we will roll out to you by tomorrow, the latest, trying to help the people out. Dave Murray started the show with us, and he's back for his regular hit now. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
So, question for you, Dave, and yep, get as nerdy as you want, but okay, I am just fascinated with this storm in that how it goes, whether it's here or in Oklahoma or Texas, how it goes from, ooh, getting some rain, boy, this is a hell of a thunderstorm, to demolishing 1,000 structures.
The key, and we're actually seeing that out in Oklahoma right now around Tulsa, is that it really needs to be a supercell. It's out there all by itself. Now, there can be supercells lined up north and south of that, but it's kind of its own thing. Those are the ones that always get my interest. Now, it doesn't mean every time, you know, probably 1 out of 10, it drops a tornado.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those odds aren't great, but it gets your attention. The mm-hmm supercells, always you have to say, okay, let me really watch this thing, and let's really dissect it at all levels in the atmosphere with the Doppler radar to see what's going on inside that thing.
I know we're going to do the forecast here. Let's focus on tonight, especially the timing. A lot of people, myself, Wheels, be going to the game. We're looking at the skies. What are we looking at?
Yeah, and everybody's obviously a little hyped up because of what, sure, happened on Friday. That's very typical. That always happens. It happens with snow. It happens with tornadoes, thunderstorms. Doesn't really matter. We're kind of in question right now for tonight because there's no real mechanism to make this thing fire. The more sun we see here in the next couple of hours, the better chance we have of seeing something. With that said, there are wicked thunderstorms out in western portions of Missouri, northwest Arkansas, Oklahoma, especially, and into Kansas. Tornado watches and tornado warnings up all over the place. I don't think that's the stuff that we have to worry about. That's too far out there. we would have to see if there's enough of a trigger, and that trigger is a warm front that's slowly lifting up and over us right now, still well off to the south and to the west. But I think the prime time for possible development will be 8 p.m. to 1 a.m., right during the game, obviously. Mm-hmm. But it could be after the game, too, because there's nothing out there right now. It is just one of these things. We're in the nowcast part of a forecast where we just have to see what develops. But 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. would be my prime time. I don't believe it is a repeat of Friday. I don't think the scenario is by any means the same thing. But it's the chance of rain and thunderstorms in that stretch. Then it's still unstable tomorrow. We actually have a cool front that will be dragging in, taking its time. Our best chance tomorrow for severe weather will be late in the day on Tuesday. Then it's gone. Then we cool down. It's actually kind of chilly for May, this point in May, on Wednesday and Thursday. And then back to unsettled Friday, Saturday, and at least Sunday.
So we're not in, what do they call it, the Blackberry winter?
No, that hits typically between May 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. It was a little cool, except for the very tail end of that. It was cooler before that. So if, in fact, we did have a blackberry winter, it was early this year.
Okay, so we're just kind of getting a little brief, you know, respite from the 90s coming up.
Right, and the reason we are is because the parent storm system of where we are right now is up in the Dakotas. It's a monster. If you look at it on a satellite map or dissect the isobars, it looks like something out of the wintertime. So it's got a lot of energy, and what it's doing is sending the warm front through for us first, then we get into the warm wedge, and then the cold front will be coming later on.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Okay. Headlines, Rach?
Yeah, brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time remembering if we have brought this up on the air or maybe we just talked about it off the air, but the political world is reacting to former President Biden's aggressive cancer diagnosis. He has revealed his prostate cancer diagnosis. This was discovered after experiencing some urinary symptoms, and it has spread to his bones. Allies and rivals, including President Trump and, of course, ally former President Obama, have offered well wishes and support.
Yeah, I had brought it up very briefly just to say, and I'm in a glass house on this, because I was just criticizing Joe Biden and really criticizing his wife, Jill Biden, just last week. And then you find out that the poor guy has aggressive cancer and you stop criticizing him. And wouldn't we all be better off? You have to stand up for yourself. You have to make sure that people do their job. You have to call them on the carpet when they need it. But what if we just treated everyone like they had stage four cancer? Mm-hmm. Because now everyone's going to be nice to him. And that's kind of BS. Right.
Well, there are plenty of people on Twitter who are being not so nice.
No.
Very disappointing.
This is why I'm not on Twitter. I didn't know that.
Oh, man. It is all, Dave, it's all over the place.
Well, I did see that Don Jr. said, it's amazing that your wife, the quote unquote doctor, didn't catch your stage five cancer. That was kind of crappy.
Because she's not that kind of doctor.
Right. Which I think was his joke, but still.
Yeah. I mean.
I do have to wonder. How long? This doesn't just pop out of nowhere.
No, yeah. Probably years, Dave, right?
Yeah, and that becomes the question. Hey, listen, you know what? I've had my prostate poked and stapled and banged and boomed and everything over the last year and a half or so looking for possible cancer. And so you have to, I wonder, is when was his last exam leading up to this?
Yeah.
You know, was he being really, really alert on this? Because if any good urologist is going to say, hey, you know what, we're checking you every month,
yeah,
we're checking you every 2 months.
Dave Murray, I think it's a completely fair question. You wonder how much was known whenever he was, you know, still in the decision a year ago today that he was in the race to become president. I mean, or to be reelected. I think these are questions that we should be allowed to ask. I don't think it's because, oh, he has his diagnosis now, everybody just hit the brakes, no accountability anymore. I don't think we should do that. I do think there is a respectful way to go about getting the answer to these questions.
More importantly, every guy out there, I don't care how old you are, keep an eye on it. Get your blood test done. Look for the PSA.
Mm-hmm.
If it's elevated, get to a urologist. Get mm-hmm. to somebody who can at least put your mind to ease. Don't be afraid of it. There's nothing to be afraid of at all.
Sesame Street is heading to Netflix. Netflix has announced that they will be joining its programming lineup with new episodes and past seasons set to premiere on the streaming platform later this year. They'll still be released on PBS stations and PBS Kids platforms in the U.S. on the same day. But there's just more options for people when it comes to watching Sesame Street. Yeah. Did you guys see that Vice President J.D. Vance went to the Vatican again? He presented a letter from President Trump inviting Pope Leo to the White House. He also brought the Pope books by St. Augustine and a personalized Chicago Bears jersey. I would say maybe take a breather from hanging out with the Pope for a little while.
Yeah, and don't take sports memorabilia to the Pope. The Pope can get whatever he wants.
First of all, he probably has it.
Yeah, so yeah. You're just making
Southsider
JD. You just make everything weird, brother. You just do. You and those Chucky doll eyes of yours. I'm sorry. I just broke my stage four cancer rule.
You got mean. You got mean.
Yep. Got mean.
Millions of Americans are expected to travel for Memorial Day, which we have been lamenting. I just can't believe it's already this weekend. I feel like May has flown by, just for me anyway. AAA forecasts 45.1 million people will travel, breaking the record that was set in 2005. Wow. Gas prices are down from last year. The national average is expected to remain stable, but domestic flights will cost about 2% more this year.
Wheels, Brian on the online is bringing up what you brought up earlier about people saying that, oh, I bet he had this diagnosis back when he was running. And you made a really good point.
Yeah, and it was just this. It's not, this is not a science point. It's more of a common sense thing. That if this was the reason for stepping down from the run for running against Donald Trump, you would think this would be the explanation rather than people pushing you out because you're too old. Right. I mean,
yes,
which if they knew then, I don't think they would have covered it up.
No,
I think it would have been, OK, here's our explanation for why, as opposed to they just don't want me anymore. They think I'm too old because I failed in a debate. One of those covers is a better explanation that makes you look better. And it doesn't really change. I mean, like if you've got stage five, it doesn't change. That doesn't change your prognosis or anything along those lines.
Yeah.
So, again, not really a scientific argument, just a common sense one. Then in politics, if you could have used the cover of a cancer diagnosis to step down, that would have been preferable, I think, to being told you're not wanted.
In the U.S., 1 in 4 kids has a parent struggling with addiction. So out of 19 million children, wow. 7.6 million have a parent with a moderate or severe addiction. Mm. 3.4 million live with a parent dealing with multiple substance use disorders. Most of these substance use disorders involve alcohol, which remains the main cause of substance-related death in the U.S. Experts say exposure to parental addiction can place children at increased risk for physical accidents, mental health conditions, and developing substance use problems of their own. Just very sad to see a study like this come out.
Typically, anything, when you look at things from an evolutionary standpoint, you go, oh, I see why we do that. That makes sense. It's just a dickhead. Like, there's nothing good about addiction. Like, why is it so prevalent? Like, 25% of parents have an addiction. Like, how has that ever helped us? How did we develop that? Why is that a thing? Because when you start thinking about that we were created by a God, it's like, well, thanks for that. Thanks for nothing. And then if you think about there not being a God, it's just, you know, science just happened in some way. Like, well, this world's cruel in many ways.
I almost wonder if it in some way was connected to you becoming, quote unquote, addicted to the things you need. Mm. That the things available to you, again, way, 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 way back, would be the things you needed, and that's what your body would crave. And it wasn't until we learned how to make things later on that our body started getting those stuff. Like, you weren't going to find just booze in the wild a million years ago.
For example, we are ruled by serotonin and dopamine.
Right.
And we get that from being in families. We get that from being in tribes. We get that from being in love. But then we created substances and situations that give that to us artificially.
Yeah.
And it's more
than what we already have, right? So it's an excess of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I should ask Wheeler all my questions.
Listen, I have no idea if that's true. It's like, as you're asking the question, I'm thinking, damn, that's a good question. What could the possible use of that be? I don't know. Maybe.
Here's an interesting one.
Should I write a paper?
Yeah. That no one will read, because no one ever reads any papers.
No, you just read the story
about
the paper.
You read the story about the paper. I just read, and I did. I'm about to lie to you right now. I didn't read the article. I read the headline. psychopaths, very few are violent, very few are bad people. They're the most attractive people, not just personality, but also for some reason physically. And that a few of them go bad and, oh, what a psycho, or you're a psychopath, or that guy, killer, is a psychopath. But it's just a way of thinking and brain function that many, many, many attractive, successful, non-rapey people are psychopaths.
Huh.
Yeah. Sociopaths is the one you got to look out for up now.
Yeah. So. Why'd you point at me?
I don't know. It was your rage, and I think we had a pretty good idea there.
Glad I wasn't in that target.
Yeah. Didn't even look your way, Dave.
Dave looks right at the camera and goes, you.
Thank you, Dave Murray. Appreciate it.
One more thing.
Yeah.
I got some breaking news here. Got it from a super secret source. There appears there's going to be a big tornado relief concert in St. Louis on June 1st. Big names expected. Location. I have a location, but it may not be the location.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Dave Murray.
So you're going to tell us off on the down low when we get off the air, right?
I just told you everything I know.
Oh,
you
mean location? No, okay.
Location
wise. No, they had sneaked the name in there or something.
They did, but I have a feeling it may be a bigger place than what this is.
Awesome. That's very cool.
Cool.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.